Hey everybody, this is Sam from National Sports Overtime, and I have to say, I was not aware of this young man until this season, and for that I'm embarrassed, but I do not follow the NBA quite as closely as some other major sports. It just happens to fall at the same time as college basketball and high school basketball, and I get into both of those way more than I do the NBA and have for probably about 10 to 15 years. I'm one of those NBA fans they had right in their hand, and when they started some of their off-the-wall stuff, I was out there. I don't like isolation and pumping one player over another. But because I started my daily sports betting overtime broadcast, more and more I followed the NBA in order to get the bets correctly. And I became aware of Luka Doncic. And, you know, I can't get over how Mark Cuban, the rest of the Dallas Mavericks staff, kind of got him to sign this extension. Now, I don't blame him. It's for a lot of money. But there were rumors going around the league that some of the other teams in different market areas we're going to go after him. But no, Dallas Mavericks and Luka Doncic agreed to a historic contract extension this summer, and I am excited. But it's also where I learned about the Rose Rule. See, players on their rookie contracts, and that's what Doncic still was on, must win the MVP or be named Defensive Player of the Year in two of the last three seasons on their contract, or be named to the All-NBA team the last two of the last 3 years to qualify for the Rose Rule. Doncic's the first player that ever did it. He earned first team All-NBA honors in both 2020 and 2021. And believe me, I saw a lot of him this year on the Mavericks, but I also saw a lot of him in the Olympics. And this kid is just going to be a terror. He really is. What I was so impressed with was the Dallas Mavericks and him. They didn't squabble. He didn't try to do this. And the Mavericks didn't try to shortchange him or anything like that. The Mavericks walked in and offered Luka maximum years and max money. And they even gave him a player option for the final season and a trade kicker. So it was a huge win for them, you know, all over the place as far as for Doncic for the Mavericks. Wojo on ESPN let it be known 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago that he is hearing from all of his sources that the NBA is planning on making Doncic the face of the NBA. Well, who wouldn't? But now I heard a lot of grumbling as far as, well, what makes him so special? they're only doing that because he's white. They don't want another black player to be the head of the NBA. No, guys. I really don't believe that that's it. 15 years ago, yes, I would have believed totally that was it. Today, I think the NBA has changed. I think they're one of the more colorblind leagues. And no, I don't think it's that. But I think right now when you look, LeBron James is still the face of the NBA. Here's the kicker. He turns 37 in December. How many more years do you seriously think that he has left in the NBA? Now, he may very well be Tom Brady and be playing, you know, up in his 40s, but how much good production is he going to give a team night in, night out in his 40s? And I know some of you are like, but Sam, there are so many players out there that are better than Doncic. Giannis just won a title for the Milwaukee Bucks. You still got Kevin Durant. And some people have been saying Kevin Durant's better than LeBron James for the last couple years. However, it keeps getting heard. And you forgot Steph Curry and James Harden. And Nikola Jokic has been an MVP. All of these players have won MVP. And there's even young talent that just got drafted this year. What on earth do you think makes Doncic qualified to be so special that he can be the face of the NBA? Well, I'll tell you what. Talent. I saw him once last year, and he was playing in the bubble down there in Orlando, and I'll just be real honest with you. 2020 COVID baseball, 2020 NBA. I really just didn't feel like I could use that research or those statistics or anything like that. But since seeing him this year, and definitely seeing him in the Olympics, in order to be the face of the NBA, I think you have to be talented and be able to do everything on the basketball floor. You have to be an unstoppable offensive force. And you kind of take it for granted that the face of the NBA has to be able to shoot. But they also have to make the plays. They have to pass. They have to drive. They need to be able to stop on a dime, shoot it to the corner for a teammate. They need to be able to blend all their skills together. But because they are so talented, not make it look like they're better than everyone else, and their teammates start standing around watching. Well, I'm telling you, Luka Doncic has it all. His size, but especially his basketball IQ, have a lot of experts comparing him to a young LeBron James. And I know a lot of you are going to argue with me this, because there's so many James Harden fans out there. But I'm telling you, I think Luka has arguably the best step-back three-pointer in all of the league. And that includes better than James Harden. He just... unbelievable. If you go on YouTube, there is a quick video on there, and it's called, Luka's Best Step Back J's, or Best Step Back Threes, something like that. There's a Best of Luka Doncic kind of series on YouTube that you may want to watch, because Doncic has this it factor where he is able to take over games with his incredible ability. He can command the tempo, especially speeding it up, which you saw during regular season. But when injuries started happening at the end of the season with Porzingis, he was also able to slow it down. And he controlled the pace like few players in the history of the NBA have. Because even when they came out to pressure him to try to get him to speed it up, he was able to show his stuff and not allow them to do that. He really can, everybody. He can do it all. And did I mention he's 22? He's 22 years old and has played in the league 3 years. All he's going to do is keep improving. Management at Dallas said they come in to start working, start going to meetings, to start getting practice plans ready. And Doncic, who has a key, is already got the lights on and is in there practicing different things. They said not only is he practicing shooting, he's practicing slides, he's practicing where to go. They will find him early in the morning in one of the film rooms, breaking down film. Here's the thing that definitely, I guess, caught my attention was the fact that he always watches film with a notepad. And he takes notes on his opponent. He doesn't just sit there, lean back in his chair, and casually watch a basketball game. He's sitting up in his chair with the notebook, and he's rewinding and making sure what he saw, and then writing and everything. Another reason he's going to be the face of the NBA? Production. I mean, production. He has taken his skills and really in a unique way turned them into production. He can take over a game and bend a team's defense by his will. Over the last two seasons combined, and I hate saying that, but he doesn't have very many more seasons. But over the last two seasons combined, which includes the 2020 bubble season, he's averaged 28 points a game, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, and 1 steal per game. Do you not think sometime in the next 2 years he'll get those two extra rebounds, two extra assists, and average a triple-double? He shot 47% from the field, despite drawing the most defensive attention and them running traps at him. He led the league in time of possession. Defenses knew the whole last season, especially towards the end, like I said, when his running mate Porzingis was out, that they have to stop Doncic. But they just couldn't do it. And Luka's a history maker. You know, he dropped 48 points in the Olympics. He averaged 35 points the entire playoff series that he was in. And he's become the youngest player to make the All-NBA first team twice. Nearly every night I watched, he was accomplishing, I don't know, some crazy feat. I loved when he was on TBS or TNT, and we got to hear Charles Barkley and Kenny Smith and them talk about him. They had almost nothing but praise. And he is just very even-keeled and a model of consistency. Now, I don't want to curse him, but because of his production, because of how he runs the team, because he can control the pace and tempo, it has him right now on the pace to be an all-time great in the history of the NBA. And he's going to be a favorite this year to win the MVP and probably be first team All-NBA again this year. Every time he's on TV, every time you can catch him, you need to watch him because he has the ability to do something special every single time you watch him. And his ability to turn in triple doubles or double doubles, unreal. If I had a player that was wanting to play basketball, this is who I would want to model them after. Not 37-year-old LeBron James. Luka Doncic. Now, the one thing that I think when you look, and I'm one of these, I think, that thinks modern NBA basketball history kind of starts in 1980. Because in 79, you had the college game of Magic Johnson versus Larry Bird, and then they came in as rookies. And I think from then forward, so you've got 41 years, basically, of MVPs to look at. I think one of the things that stands out the most when you look at almost every MVP is that they are ultra competitive. They want to compete in everything. I mean, Michael Jordan is absolutely famous about gambling on anything just to get his competitive juices flowing. And so from Magic Johnson and Larry Bird, and then you had Michael Jordan and Shaquille O'Neal, that went to Kobe Bryant and LeBron James. They have won multiple championships, and they have made, I'm picking that word on purpose, they have made their teammates to be competitive while they were ultra competitive. So I think Donick fits this mode. I mean, he really does. I think a lot of people, while I guess it came out in the beginning of the spring, right? No, maybe more towards late spring. But we all sat down and watched, what was it, 10 episodes of The Last Dance? Or was it 12? But anyway, about Michael Jordan. His must-win attitude, his willingness to get on to his, you know, teammates, to push them to be better in one way or another. Or if they couldn't be pushed to get better, flat out going into the front office and saying, get rid of them. Now, even though he has a lot of great quotes, I believe in his work ethic. The Kobe Bryant Mamba mentality was kind of on the line for me. It became a separator of the best of the best. I think the thing that Kobe didn't put into the Mamba mentality, and I wish he would have, was a personal life segment. And I understand from reading about Kobe, watching his interviews and everything, how focused he was on basketball. Towards the end of his career, he started having children. I think that affected him. And I wish he would have added that on to the Mamba mentality. And how it doesn't just work on the basketball floor. And you can't be solely focused on basketball anymore. Because when you step off that court, you become about your kids. And so I don't tout the Mamba mentality that much. I will occasionally use one of his quotes, though. But see, when you see Luka Doncic, I don't know how to explain it. He is ultra competitive, but it's almost like he's a level above, and he's trying to harness it. It's like, I've got all these skills, and what am I going to do? What am I going to do next? And I think he got overwhelmed at times. He led the league in technical fouls last season because he expects perfection from himself at all times, and he expects it from his teammates and from his referees. And when the referees would blow a call or not be in position. That's what I saw a lot of his technical fouls on, was him arguing, how can you make that call? You're not in position where the rule book says you're supposed to be. And he barks at his teammates. And you can see he is not yelling at them because they're bad or they're awful or they need to be traded. That's not what he's doing, because when he yells, when he barks, you can hear him usually on TV exactly what he's saying. It's not that. It is that he's trying to get them to play at the level he knows they can, that they have before. And he wants to remind them that, yes, that was a stupid play, but I still believe in you. And when you see him play, you see the player who irked him will get the ball the very next time down on the offense, or, you know, at least by the third time. He doesn't want to be obvious and get people to know that he's going to get them involved. So he doesn't do it always on the first time. But he gets them right back involved in the game. He wants to win so bad that it is just oozing out of every single pore of his body. And he wants that to rub off on his teammates, and sometimes the referees. Donnie dreamed as a little kid about competing for his country. It was part of his competitiveness. He thought he, if he worked hard and became who he thought he could be as a kid, that he would be able to play for Slovenia and get them up into medal contention. Well, his first Olympic Games was this summer, and the 22-year-old took a hold of that team, and he had them seconds, and I mean seconds, away from reaching the gold medal game. And see, I think, because I believe in that, I believe if you're asked, you do things for your country. And you should want to. And Luka Doncic talks about the dreams he had. And there are so many other NBA players that don't play as hard as him or don't do the things that he did and didn't have any injuries, and they just wanted a break. You know, Luka, he just wanted to be on the court. And you can tell when they interview him, he absolutely loves basketball. But he wants to win. He doesn't like going out there and playing around. He wants to win. And so he may be one of the most competitive in the NBA right now. Now, in order to be a face of the NBA, you have to have the highlights. You have to be on ESPN for the highlights. So that kids who don't watch full games because they have to go to bed can kind of see what he's doing. So you want to have those memorable plays that kids go to school to talk about, or they try to recreate before, during, and after basketball practice. You know, LeBron driving to the basket, or scoring, coming up with a block shot in the last couple seconds. Who can forget Michael Jordan's iconic jumpers? I mean, one of the most famous highlights, I think, is him. I think he hit 6 in a row. Spike Lee had been teasing him, taunting him, and Spike Lee yells, "When you gonna miss?" And you see Michael Jordan shrugging his shoulders at both Spike Lee and Magic Johnson, who was on the commentator's table, and him acting like, who knows? Well, then you had Kobe Bryant's 50 billion is what it seems like, fadeaways that made every league promo, I think in every season he played. To be the face of the NBA, you have to have those moments that people can recall at an instance. Well, last year, 2020, you know, when they were playing in the bubble at Walt Disney World, can you forget his shot? I can't. He had an iconic shot. Game 4 buzzer beater to even the Mavs' first round series with the LA Clippers at 2-2. But what made it even more impressive was it just added more points to his 43 points triple-double that he had in the playoffs. Like I said, there's a series on YouTube, and you can go and look it up, and it has, I think it's called the Game Winner, and they break it down and show it to you from every different angle and show how he got open, how he shot the shot, and all of that. He, for the last 2 years, has had one of the best highlight packages in the entire league. One of the reasons why I like it, it's not just shooting. He has a couple game winners on there. He has going between his legs, blowing somebody away. He has a no-look pass coming down both different sides of the floor, hitting different people. There's a section in his highlight reel where he is showing his footwork, which is magnificent. And of course, you have to have the step back threes. It's just and everybody knows the NBA has lived on highlights to sell their products because they're on too late for little kids. I hated for LeBron to go play for the Lakers. No, I don't hate the Lakers. I don't have anything against them. more power to them for putting together, you know, a good team. But then injuries happened. I like it when kids can see the face of the NBA. And when LeBron's playing at 10:30 at night, there aren't any little ones watching. So even though Donnick, he doesn't throw down the massive thunderous dunks. He doesn't show off doing spins and dunking the ball. He does everything else. And that's why he needs to be the face of the NBA, because he does fundamental things correctly. And fans eat it up, even if they're not Dallas Maverick fans. I'm not a Dallas Maverick fan. I'm sure becoming one. But I love his competitiveness, and that's what most fans do. And then, you know, off the court, when they are taking shots, I guess, of him coming into the gym, or they're showing him working with the community or whatever, he absolutely always has a smile on his face. And he loves to dance and sing, and will do it in a heartbeat. If somebody mentions it, especially when he was working out in the community, he got to be known for it. And you would see different people in the community start dancing, or they would just start singing, and Luca would go over there and do it with them. And so I encourage you to watch him during warm-ups. He's always making people laugh during warm-ups. Just walking over. I don't know what he says. I don't know if he's making fun of him. He's telling him a knock-knock joke or what. But he is always making people laugh and showing how much he enjoys himself, he's comfortable with himself, and how much he enjoys the game of basketball. And this has wowed the Dallas Mavericks fans. And he's definitely the most famous person in Slovenia. And that goes back to his days when he could dominate Real Madrid. It made him a massive superstar, I think at like 17 or 18. And Donnick's product sells on every continent. A lot of players, they'll put in the United States only, or they'll put United States and Britain only, or some of them, it's United States and Africa, or United States and China. No, Donnick is a massive star, and he puts on a show like no other. His basketball IQ is out of this world. And the 22-year-old, I'm telling you, will be considered the best player in the world in the next year or two, because he does it all on the court and he gives his all off the court. The NBA is really going to start pushing him. And if your coach listens to this, get your kids to watch him. If you're a parent, get your kids to watch him on and off the court. I'm going to be watching him. I know that. Guys, you have any questions, comments, problems, or protests, you know how to get a hold of me. Give me some kind of feedback that you do or do not like Luka Doncic. I will talk to you guys soon, and hopefully somewhere I'll see you around.